So just coming into contact with your breath and body, heart and mind. So our mindfulness and our compassion are the most available, the least expensive, most effective tools that we can utilize literally in every aspect of our life and work. Yet they're often undervalued and sadly frequently shelved for some other time. And as a result, too many of us sitting here, or those we live and work with, experience an underlying sense of distress and fear. Qualities which at times we pass on to others. I think we can do something about that. So let's just pause. Not be in a hurry to meditate. And pause is a choice. A choice not to be swept away by the momentum of habit. And pause is remembering who we actually are. And with a pause, we collect our mind and heart and body here in this very moment. So pause. And then relax. And mindfulness emerges much more easily in a mind, body, and heart that are relaxed. Just relax and receive. See how little effort is required to hear the sound of my voice. Don't add any extra effort. So pause and relax. And then open. Can you really be open-minded? For the moment, liberating yourself of fixed views and beliefs about who you are and what's possible in this moment. Characteristics of an open mind are a quality of spaciousness, activated by an interest in knowing directly. Can your curiosity be greater than your criticality? Again and again. Pause. Just pause. And relax. And open. Pause. Relax. Open. And then allow. Allowing takes us beyond accepting and rejecting altogether. It's a kind of trusting in what's emerging. It reminds us to release ourselves from the whole idea of comparison, of preference, for or against, of hope and fear. It's a resting place. Resting in allowing. In this moment, just for this moment, nothing special to do. No one special to be. No place special to go. And so again, pause. Don't be swept away by the momentum of habit. Pause. That's simple. And then relax. No extra effort. Open. Spacious and curious mind. Allow. Trusting in the unfolding. Relax. Open. Allow. Now become intimate. We often use big words like awakening or realization or enlightenment. All these words seem far off to me and incline us toward trying to achieve something. To become intimate is to come close. Close to something that's already here. There's an immediacy. Nothing between the awareness and the object. A loving, fearless receptivity. So pause. Relax. Open. Allow. Become intimate. The meditation's always beginning again. So pause. Pause is a choice. Then relax. Let the mindfulness emerge in a relaxed body, heart, and mind. Open. Do we know what's going to wake us up? And then allow. Such a generous, soft way of being with our experience. And then let go of mindfulness and awakening and any notion of outcome. And just become intimate. if you've wandered off or become lost. The kindest instruction is simply to begin again. So pause. And relax. Now open. Allow. Become intimate.